Dit was de orkestrale singer-songwriter LSD, een solo-project. Na Humdrum is dit Carousel als een tweede catchy single op rij dit jaar. Maar het is nog altijd wachten op een eerste plaat. Dit is onze eerste uitzending sinds eind juni en dus hebben we nog heel wat in te halen. Zoals de debuutplaat van het Texaanse vijftal Font dat begin juli uitkwam. Font behoort tot de postpunk familie, maar de klemtoon op percussie en de karakteristieke hoge zang maken er iets speciaals van. Al hebben ze duidelijk goed naar Talking Heads geluisterd. Hey Kukli van Font.
I'm screaming. wat men allemaal niet kan fabriceren. Met ritmisch drumgeroffel, vervormde stemmen, wat synths en een toeter. Simpel, maar tegelijk geniaal en zeer effectief is die duo Party Dozen uit Sydney. Op 28 november staan ze in de Botaniek en daar komen ze hun nieuwe platen voorstellen. Crime in Australia en dit Coup de Gronk, dat kwam daaruit en laat dat optreden in de Botaniek een tip zijn. En nog eentje, het Britse Paul Volter. Het duo bracht in januari hun debuutplaat Hang Wave uit, maar ze zitten niet stil en ze hebben al een nieuwe single klaar, Campaign Trail. Bandcamp leert ons dat het two working boys at work zijn en ze maken DIY techno wave. En dat klinkt dus zo. Campaign Trail van Paul Volter.
But I never fail. I'm supposed to be old.
2 weken geduld, mensen. Dan verschijnt Golden Triangle, de nieuwe plaat van het scheve Londense experimentele gezelschap Sex Swing. En dit King's Romans Casino is het eerste nummer uit die plaat dat we te horen kregen. Het Londense trio Testplan gaat voor donker en dansbaar, nu al 3 singles lang. Hun nieuwste is hun sterkste song tot nu toe, It's Not Enough van Testplan.
Yeah. forgive. It's much easier to forsake. It's hard to look at your life while you're living it, while you're giving it. It's hard to speak truth. It's much easier to be fake. When all is said and done and the lick is gone, they never was in a grid to break. That ain't true and I know it. Lies spread across my body every day. Don't make it easier.
Onze samenwerkende vennootschap sluit bijna de deuren voor deze week. Maar voor het bijna zover is, draaiden we Stomach. Dat is het openingsnummer uit de nieuwe Corpus 2 EP2 van New Yorkers Show Me The Body. Voor de 6 nummers van die EP nodigden ze telkens andere artiesten uit. En op dit nummer was dat High Vis. We begonnen deze uitzending in Rotterdam met Neighbors Burning Neighbors en we eindigen in Amsterdam met Personal Trainer. Na hun fijne indie-debuut maakten ze een ambitieuzere tweede plaat. De invloeden zijn dezelfde met Pavement als voornaamste referentie, maar de songs die zitten nog wat spannender in elkaar. Het openingsnummer zet meteen de toon. Upper Femtree Gully. Veel plezier met Sterrenplaten zometeen en tot volgende week.
chang go ma de yel de ne bul du til go hey 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 hem ne hel de go hul na el de go hey 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 Humman tugunam nurganda varai hingada varai hey yay yay hey yay hey yay 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 Humman tugunam nurganda varai Hem jang da burai, ke da burai, hem nil da goi. Hay yo 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 yo
Meet you by the waters to dance beneath the waves. The opinions will support us as you fulfill my craves. Yearn for my invasion into your world of blue and gray. In this crusade of persuasion, your love will be my prey, will be my prey. I'm tracking you up.
I was watching the film Chopper over the weekend with the family, and that is in the soundtrack, so I thought it was appropriate to start the programme with it. The Birthday Party and Release the Bats. Actually, not that version, because that's the Strange Fruit John Peel Sessions version. And I'd like to tell you what day that was recorded, but the light in the studio is so dark, as you'll see if you look in the webcam. I actually can't read the date for the recording. Not that it makes a great deal of difference anyway. Now, if you've got RDS or digital radio, Cat is doing that live track listings thing, so you will already perhaps know that this next track is from Hugh Brown and it's called Fireburn. That's a 7-inch on Roots Foundation Records from Hugh Brown, and it's called Fireburn. And I was going to play another 7-inch single at this stage, but we've only got one record middle in the studio at the moment. And if you try and... no, I shouldn't say that. No, otherwise, I'll be bitching and being like other people you hear bitching on the radio. And we don't want any of that. But I have to lean over and put the next record on. This is Don't Play Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Along and picked
I already have a feeling that this is going to be a memorable programme for all of the wrong reasons. That's Al Ferrier on Master Track Records. I want an entire LP, in fact a boxed set of Al Ferrier singing songs like that, or somebody singing songs like that, recorded several million miles away from Nashville, I would have thought, and recorded some time ago as well, it must be said. Don't play Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Now, Pulp, who are in session tonight, and this is their first new session for 7 years. They've done four in total, and the first one was recorded back in 1981, and then there wasn't another one for something like 13 years. Their new single, Trees and Sunrise, will come out on October the 15th, and an album, which still has no name, will follow later on in October. Jarvis and Steve have just formed a DJ outfit called Desperate Sound System, now taking bookings, and we also have a special announcement to make. The band will play an exclusive headline show for The John Peel Show on Wednesday the 31st of October as part of One Live in Birmingham. The show will be at the Academy in Birmingham. For more details, call the concert line on 08700 100 100, but there was some problem with that earlier on this evening as well, because a bloke came in and said, are you using the phones? And I said, well, not at the moment. He said, I'll fix them for you then. And so he has done. If he could just come back and fix this light, that would be really good, because the emergency engineer isn't answering his phone. There you go. This is Pulp.
Because you come sunrise.
And very nice too. Pulp in Session, and a version of that will occur on the forthcoming LP, whatever it is called, when it's released in October. And that's Sunrise. And it's getting a bit unnerving, actually, here in the basement of Radio 1, where the studios are, because I'm beginning to think that perhaps what George Bush thinks was going to happen has happened. The North Koreans have bombed one of his major allies, and that all of London has been laid waste because we can't make contact with anybody down here. It's really rather scary. And but tomorrow, if there is any of London left, we're going to go out and buy our own light, I think, and probably our own headphones as well, because these don't work properly. And our own telephone system, can we run to that? Is the programme budget stretched to that? Now, if you were listening to the programme last Thursday, we had Sean Marshall, it was last Thursday, wasn't it, playing at the house, and she was quite amazing, I thought. And she finished by doing her version of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen, which I think Robert himself would have approved of if he'd had the opportunity to hear it. And this is a bit of kind of name-dropping for me anyway, but I do it unapologetically because I got my birthday phone call over the weekend.